Love that, Adele. Send my love to your new lover. Morning, it's Heart Breakfast. Ed and Rachel here. 21 minutes to nine. It's Heart Breakfast. RAF Cosford, the massive air show, taking place on Sunday.
Yep.
Everyone that's cool in the air is there. It's going to be amazing.
Did you just say everyone who's cool in the air? Yes.
Everyone you want to see, plane-wise, is there. Heart.co.uk to find out all about it. It's going to be an amazing day. And it gave me an idea for a bit of fun, little bit of a stupid game.
Yeah.
Pilots, arguably the coolest people. They're like gods among us, aren't
yeah.
they? Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever been to the airport and you see the pilots just... They don't even walk, they glide. They glide through the airport and you
okay.
go, you're legends, you are. Can you spot a pilot from a normal man, Rach? That's the question.
Who knows? I mean, I think yeah. they are normal people, but I might be wrong.
Okay, I've got three people on the phone.
Yeah.
You've got to work out. Are they a pilot? Are they not a pilot?
Okay.
Okay. Line one, hello.
Good morning, Rach.
Oh, there you go.
Hi. Hi, who's this?
This is Stuart.
I'm not sure a man called Stuart could get a pilot's license.
Rude and harsh.
Stuart, what's the highest altitude you've ever been to?
Oh, yeah.
What do you mean? Why can't I ask him that?
Go on, Stuart.
37,000 feet.
It's fairly standard. That's what they say in the plane when you get on, when you go to Greece. They go, oh, we're cruising at 37,000 feet. Where did you get your pilot's license, Stuart?
Oh, where did I get it?
Can't remember that really, because I can tell you where I passed my driving test. Just saying, Richmond upon Thames.
Well, what are you saying? Oh. You're saying pilot?
I'm saying he's not a pilot. Move
what?
On.
Why are you saying he's not
well,
a pilot?
Because he didn't know where he got his license. I mean, unless he's just bluffing, but you know, I'm guessing we haven't got all day. Let's move on. Put him on hold. Let's move on to another one.
No, hang on, Stuart, are you a pilot or not?
Yes, I'm a helicopter pilot.
You're a helicopter pilot!
Where did you get your license, and why don't you remember?
I do remember. I got it at Bobbington.
You
Bobbington.
Still sound like you're making it up. Okay, all right, fair enough, Stuart.
Cheers,
enough.
Stuart, in your chopper.
Yeah, enjoy.
Thanks, guys. Bye-bye.
Fly high.
Bye-bye. Line two, hello, who's this?
It's Oliver in Cheltenham. Good morning.
Hey, Oliver. Does that mean you fly out of Staverton, then?
No, not Staverton. It's called, they call it London Oxford now. No, it's about 55 miles away from the Greater London area. London Oxford Airport.
Okay, but there is obviously an airport at Staverton.
There is, yeah.
Yeah, you'd know that because you're from Cheltenham and that's just down the road. I feel like you should have known that. What kind of vehicle do you fly?
At the moment, I'm flying a small six-seater, twin-engined aeroplane.
Oh, what sort of... What are you carrying, cargo or people or what?
People.
Are you sure?
Are you saying pilot
definitely
or
people.
Not pilot?
I don't know. He doesn't even sound like he's from Cheltenham. He's saying he's from Cheltenham. He doesn't know his airport. He doesn't even know the difference between people and non-people, which is a worry.
What are you saying?
But I'm going to say he's a pilot because Stuart threw me.
Oliver, are you a pilot?
Yes.
Yeah.
Just coming up. 5,000 flying hours.
All right. He's a show-off of a pilot.
And what
are we all?
What plane do you fly?
I'm currently training airline cadets on the Piper Seneca.
Piper Seneca.
Do you know if any of them are people or not?
They're all people,
I
think.
I'm glad you spotted that. Thank you, Oliver.
Thanks,
okay.
Oliver. Have a fantastic
one
day.
Thank you,
mate.
Bye.
Thank you. Line three. Hello, who's this?
Hello, good morning. It's Mike.
Hi, Mike. Mike's the first one that actually sounds like a pilot.
He does.
We're going to be going over the coast of France and then we'll be going over the Alps and cruising into the Pyrenees, if we're lucky. Hi, Mike. How are you?
Good morning, Rachel. Very well, thank you.
Good. What do you fly, Mike?
I do fly a plane.
Yes. Okay, what kind of plane?
It's a very fast one.
Is it?
Okay, on this one, right,
okay.
I'm going to give you a clue, okay? Mike is a pilot.
Okay.
Right, Mike is a pilot.
That's a big clue. Are you a pilot,
clue.
Mike?
But
yes,
guess,
I am.
Guess what Mike flies.
747.
No.
Oh, it's faster than that.
Concorde. A jet.
Oh, I wish it was Concorde.
A fighter
but no.
jet.
It is a jet.
Is it? I don't really see. I can't guess anymore because
imagine
I don't really know.
Imagine the most iconic plane you can.
Spitfire.
No, imagine if you can see one or a few of any kind of plane.
A Red Arrow.
Yeah, there you go.
Mike's a Red Arrow plane!
Woo, you saved
Red
the best
pilot.
How on earth did you track down three pilots?
Which one are you, Mike?
So I'm Red 10 officially, so I'm the supervisor at the Royal Air Force Aerobatic Team, the Red Arrows.
You sound a bit like Ben 10 or something. You sound like a cute child's hero. Hey, Red 10, how you doing?
Good morning. Very well, thank you.
Do you wear special red underpants?
I don't wear red underpants. I'm in a red flying suit, though.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Beautiful. You sound quite hot, to be fair, Mikey. You're my favourite of all the pilots.
And you guys will be at RAF Cosford this weekend, Mike.
That is correct, on Sunday, yes.
Wow. Okay, well, listen, wear red pants for me, Mike.
I will.
I'm going to take that as a maybe.
Yeah. Listen, Mike, thanks for being on. Have a great day, and we'll see you Sunday at RAF Cosford.
Have a good weekend. Cheers, all.
Red 10 for the Red Arrows.
Bye-bye.
Fair play. Thank you, Mike.
Red 10.
At Heart Breakfast, it's 16 minutes to 9. Morning. Bon Jovi, Living on a Prayer, coming next.